For this session, I'm going to demonstrate facilitating Mari through a process in self-responsibility. The intention of this process is to support Mari in her experience in owning and acknowledging the source of her own thinking, the feelings, the sensations, and the deeper valuing and longing. And so we'll just, with that introduction, let us proceed. So first I'd like to check in with you. I always check in with people in the present moment. Just ask you how you're feeling.
I'm excited about trying to get some help with this.
Okay.
A little nervous.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. So let's start out by I'll ask you to describe the triggering situation in your life that stimulates the inner experience you want to focus on.
Okay. My son is 15, and he spends most of his time by himself in his room with the door closed on a different floor. And last night I was talking to him about how I miss him, which is an ongoing theme, and that I wondered if he would be open to coming up and even spending maybe 30 minutes, 45 minutes a day doing his schoolwork upstairs in the main part of the house and we could be together. And he just said he couldn't do that. And I don't get it.
Okay.
But I ended up just going out with the dog for a walk and just feeling really hurt and
So let me just separate your reaction that you first started to describe. I don't get it, feeling hurt, you know, walking the dog. And then the stimulus is the behavior that you've observed in relation to your son. Okay. That's the triggering. It's important in this process to be able to isolate. This is what you've observed. Okay. And you described it in a way that I heard is very clear. Okay. So when that happens, I heard you starting to describe your inner reaction. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to explore with you the different levels to isolate the distinct levels of your reaction. Okay. So as you recall that stimulus right now, notice the inner reaction, just all of it, right, that you're feeling in the moment, not what you felt then, but what's going on now? Just tune into it without sharing it with me. Just.
Okay.
There are thoughts that you have about it, evaluations, you have emotional feelings, and actually there's probably sensations in the body, if you tune into that, that are probably associated with the emotional feelings, and some maybe not necessarily, okay. So just notice those three levels. This moment, can you identify what are some of the thoughts that you have, evaluations, story, judgment, about that stimulus?
I don't matter enough to him to want to spend time with me.
Okay.
His computer's more important.
Okay.
I'm not a good mom because he's going to be hard for him to... He's so isolated in the world.
Okay. I'm going to pause there for a second. There's three of them. I don't matter enough to him. His computer is more important. And I'm not a good mom. Is that accurate? Okay. Let's just work with those for right now because I'm guessing you probably have maybe other thoughts. Okay. But just for the sake of this exercise, I'm also sensing by your eyes the sense of tears that there's emotions there as well. Okay.
Yeah.
Just want to acknowledge that and we'll get to that. Okay. So just I want you to notice and identify that the thought, I don't matter enough to him. Is it enough or I don't matter to him?
I don't matter to him.
I don't matter to him.
Yeah.
Okay. With that, there is a feeling with that. Mm-hmm. But we're just kind of isolating the thought right now. His computer is more important. And I'm not a good mother. Okay. Just notice, I just wanted to call your attention to these are your thoughts about what you've observed. And just, you can use that phrase or any other phrase that is meaningful to you that acknowledges that these are your thoughts in relationship to the stimulus.
Okay.
So you just say that out loud.
Yeah. They are my thoughts.
Yeah. And these are
related to what he is.
Yeah.
Behavior.
Yeah.
What he does.
Yeah. So these are my thoughts, I own them. They're my thoughts about the situation.
Yeah, I can see that they are my thoughts.
Okay. Yeah. What is it like? Just what do you experience when you just simply can name and recognize that these are your thoughts about it?
It creates some separation.
Some separation. Okay. Just one other, another Passover, another language says, I'm creating these thoughts about the situation.
Right.
They're your thoughts.
Right.
Okay.
Right. They have nothing to do with him. They don't.
Well, let's not go there.
Okay.
They do and they don't, let's just say. They do in the sense that what he did stimulated these thoughts in you. And another part of the process is around these thoughts are pointers to something that's deeper and important that the thoughts don't immediately reveal.
Right.
Okay, but we'll go there.
Okay.
These are my thoughts. Okay. Okay, and I heard a sense that there's a little bit of separation there for you.
Yeah.
In the bodily relaxation. Okay, now let's go to the stimulus again. Now, what kind of feelings, emotional feelings come up when you observe, you know, you ask him and what he said? Well, how do you feel?
Hurt.
Hurt, yeah.
Sad, frustrated.
Yeah, yeah. These are emotions. You feel hurt, frustration, sad.
And I feel scared.
And scared, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you notice the quality of these emotions? They kind of, imagine, they kind of surge up in you.
Mm-hmm.
And these are, this is a particular kind of human experiencing. These are emotions, and they come in you. They're your life, life energy. You feel those life and that life energy. This is your life energy. I'm using that language perhaps just to support a particular way of you coming to your own internal emotional energy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How is that for you to hear that from me? What goes on inside?
Well, I've been feeling really hot.
Okay.
The last few minutes, just like all of a sudden.
Physically hot.
Physically hot.
Okay.
And when you just said that, I almost had this sense of like a volcano.
Yeah. Okay.
Coming up.
Yeah. That sounds like that's the physicality part of the sensation part.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So notice that these are your sensations. They emerge in and through your body. Okay. Okay. And part of owning feelings and sensations is a little bit different than owning thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Owning them has to do with allowing yourself to actually feel them and naming them. Does that, connect to that? Okay.
Yeah.
So right now, what is more prominent, the sensations or the emotions? It might be the same.
The sensations, actually.
Okay. Say more about it. What is in your sensation? What are you sensing? Is there still hotness there? Just be with it and notice it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny. It's like here, just hot. And the sense of just something surging.
Okay. Now, can you just give room for that? Allow it to move. Just allow it to be there in you.
Okay.
And I want you to notice that, or not notice, or I'll ask you, does this feeling emerge in you as a resonance or direct relationship to what you observed your son saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. So just notice there's a resonance there.
Yes.
Your life force, your life energy, sensation-wise, in relation to your son. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So this exercise is pretty much just about noticing right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessarily about transforming. That might happen.
Mm-hmm.
Just notice, okay. And just do a kind of a going through it again. Thoughts? Any thoughts right there, right now, in this moment, about the stimulus? If it's not there, that's okay.
Yeah, there was a second ago and it went.
Okay. So just notice there was thoughts that you have, evaluations,
mm-hmm.
They come and they go,
mm-hmm.
emotions and sensations. Okay. You know, so all of those kind of, we're separating them, but they, mm-hmm. I think they kind of take place all at once.
Mm-hmm.
You notice that? Okay. This is your inner life response. In relation to the stimulation.
There's judgment about having them.
Oh, okay. So notice we're going back up to the level of thought and naming thought. Okay. Name what that judgment, that judging thought is. Can you say what it is?
I shouldn't take it on.
I shouldn't take it on. Okay.
Yeah, I should just accept him.
Okay. I should just accept him. Okay. Just name again. This is your creation. You're creating this thought.
I am.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just owning it.
Yeah.
It's just owning the thought. I shouldn't take this on. It's an evaluation about your experience. So your experience is now the stimulus.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Right.
So in relation to what you're experiencing, your thinking, your evaluative mind
mm-hmm.
is telling you, I shouldn't take this on. I should just let him be?
Let him be.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
I shouldn't judge him.
I shouldn't judge him. Okay. Just again, name that.
Mm.
These are my thoughts about my inner experience.
These are my thoughts?
Yeah. You just own them.
Yeah. Okay.
What do you experience just with that?
I guess there's some resistance to that, or even more judgment.
Even more judgment.
Yeah.
So it means more thinking.
Right.
So just notice your thinking mind is generating these thoughts.
Yeah.
About something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And just name the thoughts. What is the more judgment?
I should know better.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
I shouldn't be impacted.
Yeah. I should know better. I shouldn't be impacted.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So say those two thoughts again, and it's framing it in slightly different ways. Say, I'm telling myself I should know better. I'm telling myself I shouldn't be impacted.
I'm telling myself I shouldn't have the feelings I'm having about it.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be impacted.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And so just name it that these are your evaluative thoughts about the experience. Okay.
Yeah. These are my evaluative thoughts.
Yeah. Okay. So right now, it's just about developing a little bit of clarity with this part of your experience. Okay. So now, I'd just like you to bring to your attention the stimulus. And then there's a totality of your responsiveness to that, your reaction to the stimulus. And in all of that, there's something, since the energy that goes perhaps deeper, that in relation to all the stimulus, what is your deep longing right now? What can you touch?
Mm.
What do you long for?
I long for connection with him.
Okay. Yeah. So let yourself feel that, even imagine, or whatever it is, the preciousness of connection. Let yourself feel that longing. Yeah. And share with me how that it lives in you right now.
Mm. And it's like a pit.
A pit.
An empty place. Mm. It's been there a long time.
Okay. So when you say it's an empty place, when you connect with your longing for connection, what comes to mind is the lack of connection.
Yeah.
Okay. So notice how that's different than the longing for connection.
Right.
And so when you experience the lack of connection, which is different than the longing for connection, there's an emptiness. Mm-hmm. And imagine there's, you feel sad.
Yeah.
Some pain. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And in the sadness and the pain, you feel pain because you long for connection.
Right.
Because there is something very precious to you in the connection with your son.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you can, it's possible, I think, to hold sadness and the longing. Can you let yourself feel the sadness if it's there?
Yeah.
And at the same time, you're sad because you long for something.
Mm-hmm.
A connection. Closeness, intimacy. You can use different words.
Right. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, there's a, that sweetness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you have a sense of feeling that experience inside right now, the longing for that sweetness?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And share with me what that's like.
I feel sort of pulled.
Pulled towards.
Yeah, towards him.
Yeah. And notice the feeling of that energy. Pulling towards him. Yeah.
It's lighter.
Yeah. I imagine that it's free from fear.
Yeah.
Okay. But this is the energy of the fullness, the beauty of what you're wanting.
Mm-hmm.
Closeness, intimacy, connection. Okay.
Yeah. It's definitely pleasurable.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, just in what we've done so far in this conversation, it was just sort of one sort of, or maybe several passes or running through the different elements of your inner experience. And this is something that you can continue to work with. It can be a kind of a practice for you. Because I imagine this is an ongoing situation in your relationship to your son.
It is. Yeah.
And perhaps even experiment with approaching him with the energy of your longing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different energy than...
grasping.
Yeah, than the grasping.
Yeah.
It sounds like you have a sense of what that difference is and how perhaps in the past you've approached him with a different, perhaps what you call a grasping energy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, and ready to be hurt.
And ready to be hurt, yeah. Because it's such a familiar experience with him. You've been hurt so many times before.
Right.
Okay.
I can't really describe it, but I can feel the difference.
Energetically.
And he is incredibly tuned in energetics.
Yeah. That's my guess, is that he would pick up on that and feel that energy of grasping. And I'm also imagining that could serve to create any resistance in him around that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So again, this is one practice, and I have I believe that by focusing your attention on these different elements, it creates a little bit more clarity inside of, instead of a cloud of reaction and getting lost in it, you can just be more attentive by noticing how your inner system sort of responds and creates,
its own reality.
Its own reality.
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'd like to do now is just to complete this with you for the moment. And is that okay with you?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah,
great. So then we can turn our attention to the group and invite any responsiveness. And if you would stay there, I'd appreciate that. So, okay. So I'd like to invite any sharing, any questions, responses that come up.
First, I just wanted to respond that I'm a mother, and I really connected to, and it felt healing, this universality of the experience. And so there was a certain sweetness for me in knowing that I wasn't alone in a lot of these longings, and with my sons as well. And the question I had was, when you spoke about, I love that you acknowledged that your son feels the energetic presence. And you responded about, I would like clarity about coming to him, Robert, with the longing. Yeah. Because in past trainings with you, what I got out of it was coming more from the need fulfilled, like the need met energy, the beauty of the need, and the difference. So there seems to be something different here. Could you explain that to me?
Well, for me, it's the same thing. Mm. There's a quality of energy, whether it's the longing or the fulfillment of it, that carries a quality of that preciousness of what is wanted. So there isn't a difference. There may be just a subtle difference between the energy of I so long for closeness with you, which is the beauty of the closeness, which is the fulfillment of it. So it's that full, it's that ring true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's not so much the linguistic longing or beauty, those words itself, but it's the actual fulfillment of the energy that one is experiencing as they approach the other person.
So maybe, like for me, the process of, if I'm like, oh gosh, I really want intimacy with my son.
Yeah, that's not longing.
Okay. So no, yeah. What I'm saying is yeah. Then what I learned in the past from you is then I go to remembering a time when I had the intimacy.
Yeah.
And then I feel fulfilled and actually yeah. Meet my own need. And then I go to him and I yeah. Go, you know, I would really...
Yeah.
And to me, this seems different. It yeah. Seems more, maybe you could explain that.
Yeah.
And maybe it's more accessible this way.
Yeah.
Right? It's like taking a step out.
Well.
Instead of an extra step.
For me, the difference is how that energy was accessed, but the energy itself is not different. Mm-hmm. For example, the example that you gave is how you accessed it was to imagine the fulfillment of it. But once you've imagined the fulfillment of it, then you're actually in the energy of it.
Yeah.
And Mari's access to it was just in response to my asking her, what do you long for? Connect to the longing of it. So the longing of it is getting in tune with the energy of the fulfillment, which is a different access to the very same energy.
And it seems like it's more accessing now.
Yes.
Rather than going to a memory.
Yeah, I think it is, because it's more of the present moment longing with your awareness of, for example, in this example, your relationship with your son. What is your present moment longing?
Yeah.
Yeah. It might or might not be more accessible depending on the individual, but I think, generally speaking, I'm guessing that it is a bit more accessible because it's dealing with a very live experience in the moment.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I have one thought of, I think the beauty of the needs, the place where I began to be able to get there was when the word sweetness came up inside of me. And,
yeah.
I mean, I saw Gabe's face and felt him so
yeah.
Well with that. But originally, what I was feeling wasn't sweet and
yeah.
Wasn't fulfillment. And so, for me, I so often try to talk myself out of any negative kind of feeling that
yeah.
I think the part about being able to really be with all the parts of me was vitally important.
Yeah.
Because I am just too good at not allowing that.
Yeah.
So I'm going straight to, okay, what do I need to do here?
Yeah. I'm glad you said that, because that's really one of the very important points of this kind of an exercise, is really illuminating, meaning bringing your awareness yeah. into the specific elements of your internal experience. The thinking, the feeling, the sensing, and then all of that, underneath all of that is the longing.
Right.
In other words, those are the totality of the life energy that point to the deep longing.
Yeah.
So, but yeah.
So I think I needed to go through the
yes.
Layers.
I agree. Okay.
I think my question is about, is to you about when this comes up next, what did you just learn by doing that with Robert? I mean, for myself, there was, you know, I'm really going to get clear that I'm going to my head and that I'm going to say, I'm thinking this. and there's a little way you said it, I can't remember, it's, this is just a thought, or, but I'm wondering what you got out of it, what your takeaway is, if you know right now, and something that is going to be different for you.
I think just to offer myself the welcome to be more aware of all the different elements that it's so easy for me to jump to judgment and judgment of both myself and of him. And so if I can say, wait a minute, let's see what else is here, that I think that would be tremendous.
I agree.
Does that help?
Oh, yes, thank you.
Okay, thank you for asking.
Okay.
So, Robert, you mentioned something about two different ways to own your thoughts, two different ways to talk about them, so that I'm taking full responsibility for them. Could you expand on that a little bit more, and why two specific ways? What's that about?
I'm not remembering how I said that.
Yeah, there was something about saying, I'm telling myself,
yes.
And then there was a second thing that I missed.
Well, actually, the two ways that I brought forth in this process with Mari are only two ways. I think there's many ways in which there's not only two ways.
Yeah.
I like to approach the experience in many variety of ways because individuals can connect to and have access to that in many different ways. So I just named two of many, many ways.
Okay.
So, but the point is, the objective is to actually bring clarity and recognize that this is my thinking and it's not what I'm observing. That's the point of it. It's to differentiate. And by differentiation, I'm saying, this is my thought. For example, I'm not a good mother. So the distress and the suffering that's created is when she takes that to be reality. And then I'm not a good mother creates distress and suffering. But when you can own it as a thought, I'm telling myself, it's a belief that I have. I'm creating a thought about what I'm observing. It creates this kind of inner spaciousness, a spaciousness. And one of the ways that it's described when that happens is that I have like a little bit of distance now.
Yeah.
That's an indicator of the differentiation.
Okay. So it's whatever way that works that helps me distinguish between recognizing that I'm thinking something and buying into it and believing that this is reality, this is it.
Yes.
That what I'm thinking is actually reality. So I'm in a place of being the observer, looking at my thoughts and saying, oh, this is what I'm thinking.
Yes.
And whatever way works to do that is really what's important. What's most, makes it most clear and obvious.
Yeah. And by naming it, that's tantamount, or how I define responsibility. I'm owning it. This is my thought. I'm creating a thought about what I've just experienced. It's my evaluation, it's my interpretation, it's my hallucination. It's a self-created responsiveness in relationship to life.
And so at that point, how important it is, because what I've noticed, I have one big one going on, that I recognize when I say, well, I'm telling myself that I really believe it.
I know. So when you believe it, that means you just have an intellectual recognition that you're telling yourself, but it's not a real recognition. So I'm telling myself and I still believe it. So the word, the phrase I'm telling myself is just a moot. You know, it's sort of irrelevant at that moment because you can say I'm telling myself, but you're still believing it. You're not owning it as a thought. You're believing it as reality. So, I mean, there's an intensive process in being able to work with this.
Yes.
This is just one layer, one level of being able to differentiate in own thoughts. If it's entrenched, it's a very deep, intense feeling with respect to this experience, and you really believe it, then there's other approaches that can support that differentiation that are different than just simply this level, this initial level of naming it as your thinking.
Is now a good time to mention a couple of those?
Well, I'll just name them quickly.
Okay.
Because it's really the focus of a much deeper process.
Sure.
To the extent that you believe it means that, in my experience, that your whole life energy is caught up in it. And so what's required is deeper empathy and compassion with the energy and the pain associated with the experience of believing it. So deep empathy, deep compassion with that, because there is a thread, there's a principle here. There's always a thread of energy behind any thought, behind any feeling, any sensation that leads to the life principle, the life longing. So if I allow enough space for my internal experience, empathic space, it will always unfold into the longing, the beauty, the fullness.
I really felt that potential in my body. I mean, when I said it's coming up, I felt that.
You felt that surge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
And I think the difference between when I'm saying I'm telling myself is that it almost feels like a veneer.
Yeah.
It's, you know, and energetically, again, is where the difference lies. It's like when I really get it, I get it.
Yes. And that's the key to the differentiation. It's not just an intellectual differentiation. It goes down into the body, into the energy. You actually feel it.
Yeah.
Because there's been a real shift. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Thank you. The key component in this process, as in all of the processes in bringing inner awareness to our experience, can be called creating an inner spaciousness. So what's key to inner freedom and presence and authentic responsiveness is, am I able to stand and experience and be present to life rather than in my reaction? My reaction pulls my life energy into an internal sort of chaotic reaction of confusion, fear, judgment, hurt, frustration, tightness in the body. All of that constrains the bodily energy that comes back. So when this exercise is practiced on a consistent level as a practice, what we're doing, the operating factor, is I'm creating space. I'm remembering a quotation that I refer to a lot in my workshops, a Viktor Frankl quotation that I'll just paraphrase. I don't remember it exactly. It's, between stimulus and response, there is a space. That's the first important. So it's, and in that space lies my freedom to choose. And something about in my choice lies my growth and my freedom. But that space between stimulus, which is life happening, and my response, is there is a spaciousness wherein I bring my presence and my awareness to life itself. But what kind of presence and awareness? It's the non-reactive, it's the non-resistive presence and awareness. The presence of my essence, the presence of my authentic being, my authentic heart through my longing and what I'm valuing. My capacity to be present to the other by empathizing and tuning into the life force, their expression of their life, their deep valuing, their deep needing. I can only do that if there's an internal spaciousness. And this is a tie-in to our next session, by the way, just to have a sense of connectedness or this thread of the essential elements or the essential principles, I think, in all of this work have to do with this creating a spaciousness. So in this process, it's about how am I able to enter into my internal reaction where there isn't a lot of spaciousness. It's a constraction. It's a contraction. The suffering response when I'm judging and creating stories, evaluations about my experience, about the other person, about myself, which then constrains my life energy, that actually serves to disconnect rather than to connect. So to the extent that I'm doing this, I'm not available to be fully present to the other. And so when I'm able to own my own thinking, I'm illuminating my thinking, creating the light of consciousness into my thinking, owning it. I'm owning the richness and the fullness of my emotions and my feelings, the life force moving through me in resonance to life. I'm able to be conscious of the bodily felt energetic responsiveness to life itself. And then what unfolds eventually with this practice, as I ask myself, always ask myself, what is it in this situation am I longing for? What is precious to me? And then the heart can emerge. Then my full authentic presence emerges. And I'm much more able to engage in life, engage in relationships that way. So, just wanted to make those closing comments. Thank you for the session. Till next time.